gentlemen. We're going to have Mary Cooper, Never Get Busted filmmaker, in studio coming up with us at the 8 after. We may even do some overdrive today so we have time to take some of your phone calls. But I need to finish up here with Barack Obama and his the most deceptive, manipulative, scientifically crafted speech I have ever seen that was written by the technocrats, the psych warfare experts, for him. So here it is.
Duties that we do not grudgingly accept, but rather seize gladly. Firm.
Remember what Aldous Huxley said about how people can be made to love their servitude? In fact, come in with that audio. And with Walter Cronkite talking about world government and how great it is. Come in with that. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to play that little piece with Aldous Huxley saying people can be made to love their servitude and slavery. See, oh, you don't grudgingly become a slave of the government and not just pay taxes to save America from the bankers that have engineered this, but you love it. You love your slavery. And then the people that are all drinking the Kool-Aid, they're going to say it's our fault. He already said that in the speech. If we don't do everything he says, it's our fault things are going to get bad. He's our dear leader, Mao Zedong, Barack Obama.
In the knowledge that there is nothing so satisfying to the spirit, so defining of our character, than giving our all to a difficult task.
That's right. Truly fighting the New World Order. Truly fighting the police state. Truly fighting the corrupt police who've been caught all over the nation thousands of times per state. In Houston, 4,000 times plus, Houston Chronicle, setting people up who are innocent, planting drugs on them. You know, things like that we're going to be talking about coming up. You know, not being told you're patriotic and a great hero because the media and the culture tell you because you serve their New World Order, but actually being real heroes and fighting you and the people that control you and George Bush and the rest of them.
This is the price and the promise of citizenship. This
is the promise and the price. I thought I was born an American, free of the Bill of Rights, Constitution. No, I got to work as a slave to earn my citizenship so I can be slapped around by his corrupt thugs.
Is the source of our confidence, the knowledge that God calls on us to shape an uncertain destiny.
See what he said? You become a slave, you do what they say, and then you'll have confidence and the economy will get better. You do what we say, and any of you that don't go along with it, you cause the problem.
This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children...
The meaning of our liberty, I guess work is freedom and war is peace and freedom is slavery. I mean, this is our creed, to be forced to work for the government? This is our creed? Youth brigades, this is what America is?
Children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall. And why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served at a local restaurant, can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath. So let us mark this day for remembrance of who we are and how far we have traveled.
See, it's all about we together, which would be great if this was a true leader, a good government. But it's a bankrupt, hijacked government by foreign bankers. It's all Borg thought. We, collectivism.
In the year of America's birth, in the coldest of months, a small band of patriots huddled by dying campfires on the shores of an icy river. The capital was abandoned. The enemy was advancing. The snow was stained with blood.
And who is the enemy? It's the American people, it's liberty, it's freedom, it's anti-globalist. And he's comparing what the New World Order is doing to Washington crossing the Delaware in the dead of night and going to Trenton, New Jersey, and defeating the German Hessian mercenaries. The globalist. No, you, Barack Obama, are the German mercenaries. You are the Hessians. You are the Redcoats. You are the New World Order. You are the Imperium. And the American people desperately fighting you and freedom lovers worldwide fighting collectivism and globalism. We're the people, a ragtag band crossing the Delaware. You're the well-formed big army all in the swarms, snug cabins in Trenton, New Jersey. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients.
most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side while we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's the need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
The top mind control technicians saying they can teach you to love your enslavement, love the evil you do, love the tyranny you put up with. You just heard national news saying mercury's good for children's brains, poison's good for them. the government secretly tests lethal agents on the American people, telling you it's all good, telling you they want world government. And the way they originally set up their police state was by engineering prohibition of alcohol so that they could come in, corrupt the police, expand federal police, take control of local police. When that ended, they created prohibition on narcotics. But that wasn't enough because a lot of people didn't use those, and they were sold in the store. People didn't even use them. You can buy heroin, cocaine, anything at your local pharmacy. Coca-Cola had cocaine in it. They made that illegal, but people weren't using that yet, even though the police and everybody were selling them and getting them going in the black communities was the first beta test. So they made marijuana illegal because there were some people using that. They'd give you 20, 30 years in prison back in the 40s, 50s, 60s for marijuana. And just like they built this big police state, name of fighting Al-Qaeda, now they're shifting the phony drug war and the war on terror onto the American people and saying that. So finishing up with Barack Obama, we will go into overdrive today with the maker of two great films that we're actually carrying at InfoWars.com. Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. So we'll be talking about that with him as well today. But I wanted to finish up with Barack Obama and the incredible mind control. They're trying to create this massive hype where nobody will say they don't like him because he's so great and he's so good. And my God, he'll fix everything if we just go along with him. So here it is.
At a moment when the outcome of our revolution was most in doubt, the father of our nation ordered these words be read to the people. Let it be told to the future world that in the depth of winter, when nothing but hope and virtue could survive, that the city and the country, alarmed at one common danger, came forth to meet it. America, in the face of our common dangers, in this winter of our hardship, let us remember these timeless words. With hope and virtue, let us brave once more the icy currents and endure what storms may come. Let it be said by our children's children that when we were tested, we refused to let this journey end, that we did not turn back, nor did we falter. And with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom and delivered it safely to future generations. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Which he is a globalist attempting to take down. I'll say this to you, Obama, quoting George Washington, they're about to cross the dangerous Delaware and then march all night with a bunch of men freezing to death through the forest hills and paths. And then to engage a much larger force of German mercenary troops, Hessians, at Trenton. And that is back at you, buddy. Back at you. We're going to defeat the New World Order. You're just a front man, and we know that, and we see right through you, just like we saw through Bill Clinton and George Bush. You're all carrying the same evil ball for the New World Order. We know you're carrying out eugenics. We know you just doubled the eugenics funding to exterminate and force abortion in China and India and Africa. We know you're involved in all these evils. We know you're a betrayer of nations. We know you're wicked. They gave us this boob, this idiot Bush, to carry out all this crime, the agenda, knowing people would hate him. Now they bring you the Savior, who in the fine print is intensifying all the things that George Bush did. And notice it hasn't been kosher. It hasn't been acceptable. It hasn't been something that you're allowed to talk about. Remember 10 years ago when having an American flag out front of your house was weird, and they had TV shows where people that had American flags were terrorists, and they taught police that was a sign of being bad, and then after they staged 9/11, it was okay to come out and talk about the flag again. And now they have been quoting George Washington in decades. Suddenly George Washington's back. This is a revolution, but it is a revolution by the elite against the people, posing as a grassroots revolution because they've got to fool the people long enough to get this agenda done. So it took about 2 hours of airtime for me to play that 21-minute, 18-second clip and to go through each lie and each deception and give you the facts and the documents. Henry Kissinger's on TV saying Barack Obama is basically the world president. He's going to carry the ball to set up the New World Order. And when you go look at what Henry Kissinger and the Trilateral Commission and CFR say the New World Order is, it is the destruction of private property and local liberty. It is world tyranny run by the bankers and paying carbon taxes directly to them. It is troops on the streets. It is war against humanity. It is the parasite class scientifically feeding on the population and getting the population to love their servitude. So I will tell you again, ladies and gentlemen, we need your support more than ever. We're trying to expand. I'm going to be adding some more shows into the studio I've built here very soon. I will let you know that we're going to have another weeknight show Monday through Friday here in the next month. We're also going to have some weekend shows we're going to be bringing in. I haven't even told Bob Dacey yet, but I'm going to offer him a weekend show. I'm hiring the board operators. I'm hiring all the people right now to expand what you could call the InfoWars network. You know, I haven't intended to do a full-born network, but people gave me the idea saying I was setting up a network that I ought to do that. But I have no intention to do a 24-hour-a-day network. I'm going to do it in association with Ted Anderson because his space and his studios in Minnesota are filled to just bring in maybe two or three, four really good shows, truly diverse shows with different angles for liberty onto the airwaves here. And then Ted Anderson is leasing a ABC News Star Guide feed to get our feeds, an extra feed just for what I'm setting up. It'll be 24 hours a day, Alex Jones, for the radio stations out there. We're only on there 9 hours a day right now on the Genesis feed. Stations want that, but there'll be spots in there where it'll be other shows. We're innovating. We're doing a lot of new things here, and we need your financial support. And the way I ask you to support us is to buy the books and videos we offer. I watch films. I see documentaries. I read books. I think they're the best stuff out there. I add it to the catalog at InfoWars.com online. And we got this up last week, but I haven't even plugged it yet until today. Volume 1, Traffic Stops. Barry Cooper is a hero because he is standing up and declaring the war on drugs is not working. Tucker Carlson, MSNBC. Actually, it is working. It's meant to enslave us, but that's from the position of, you know, the government wants to help us. And this is a great film we're offering at InfoWars.com. You can go to InfoWars.com, and there on the site, link through the secure online shopping cart. And we'll put up the InfoWars shopping cart up there. And then you can also get his second film, Volume 2, Never Get Raided. Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. And this is important information for anybody, even if somebody's not involved with marijuana or whatever, to understand how these systems work. And he's been stinging police, catching them without warrants, catching them busting in houses with hidden cameras, really exposing as a former narcotics officer himself. So, again, please go to InfoWars.com, and that way you don't just support us. You also support Barry Cooper by getting his films. We have them comboed up with the film that I consulted on, 5 years in the making, and that is American Drug War by Kevin Booth. It's got 3 hours of extras. It's a two-hour film, one of the most popular shows ever aired on Showtime. And we have that in a three-pack combo with a huge discount, or you can buy the films individually at InfoWars.com. Now, we got you in here about 20 minutes late today, Barry, because you guys actually got turned around. We're going to go into 20 minutes of overdrive today so that we have plenty of time to talk. And later we'll get Candy in here as well. But I think before we go to break, I just want to welcome you back and say that I hadn't seen you in a couple weeks, but that we tentatively have talked about you getting a Saturday or Sunday night show here on the InfoWars radio TV network.
Now, looking forward to that, Alex. And I've paid close attention to your work lately. We were watching a clip last night on that American Drug War video that Kevin Booth put together when you faced Barry Caffey, the drug czar.
Now, Barry McCaffrey, the drug czar.
Yeah,
and I brought up Reuters.
I mispronounced his name on purpose.
No, I understand.
Disrespect.
Well, I mean, tell folks what happened there.
What I saw was him giving a speech, and Alex Jones got a chance to ask him a question, and he boldly faced the U.S. drug czar with the question of how is it we've got all the evidence that top government officials are involved in drug trafficking. And he was surprised at the question and bobbled around it and really didn't answer it and later laughed at you.
But, well, then his psych warfare answer was, I love the babies.
Yeah.
Aren't you for the little babies? It's a psych war. I mean, they send them to school. It's called Delphi technique of how to hit primitive code words to get people from conscious brain to subconscious. And I read to him out of Reuters, the head of all South American, Central American narcotics operations of Southcom, was caught shipping in masses of heroin and cocaine. Caught, pled guilty. And they said, oh, it's just an accident, just a such and such. So that's what shook him up, yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought it was good work. And
well, thank you for bringing that up. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back and just let you have the floor and get into whatever subject you want. I'm also hearing rumors of you running for office here in Texas. So that is coming up, folks. It is Barry Cooper's Never Get Busted Again. Alternative media, get these videos. This is something special. You need to get it at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
They play Hail to the Chief. They point the cannon at you. Think about that. They the cannons of the crowd. In the 1950s, they brought in the symbol of fascism into the U.S. Senate. The bundle of sticks with the hatchets on the top. The symbol of Benito Mussolini, of Adolf Hitler, of Julius Caesar. They arrogantly are setting up a world government, a tyranny in front of you. And they have the nerve to say it doesn't exist. When you say you don't want to be part of it. Okay, this is a short segment, Barry, but we're coming back in a long one. Before you got here today, I was thinking, man, what are we going to talk about? There is so much that you've done, so much that's gone on. Recap a little bit about yourself, the things you've witnessed, and some of the things you're doing, some of the new stings you're working on, and your overall mission.
Well, to repeat, our overall mission is to get prisoners, the nonviolent drug prisoners, out. We really have a heart for them. And we've learned activism can get us there. I was one of our nation's top drug enforcement officers for 8 years. And I quit being a drug cop, and over the last 2 years, I've produced two films, Traffic Stops Volume 1 and Never Get Raided Volume 2. And they are instructional films that teach how to counter DEA's or task force's measures against citizens to place them in jail for marijuana. Coming off of that success, my wife and I recently set a trap for crooked cops out in Odessa, and they fell into that trap, and we've got them on camera in an illegal raid. We just learned the Texas Rangers are coming in to investigate the police corruption, which is what we called for, so we're making some progress there. We just got back from Hollywood. We can talk about that, and I'm running for office. We want to announce that as well. So there's a lot going on.
Well, let's do
exactly
that.
What you want to...
No, I mean, that's great. Let's get into those subjects next. First off, Texas Rangers. I'm not saying they're perfect, but we've had some former Texas Rangers. The guy was an awesome police officer when he went up the tower and shot the bad guy back in the 60s, Whitman, who was shooting everybody. And I did find it was the Texas Rangers. Remember, 2 years ago, it turned out the state police and the Texas Rangers had found out about the Texas Youth Commission raping all these kids.
We were talking about that on the way up here.
And it was the Texas Rangers trying to stop it, and we're told stop. Mm-hmm. And the head of the DPS just got removed, and I have it from back channels directly. He was removed because he was going after the state officials involved with these kids. And so I guess the Texas Rangers seem to be pretty good.
Well, we talked about, well, there's corruption in all of law enforcement, but from what I've seen so far, the Texas Rangers do turn in an objective report. They're good at investigating, and they try to keep emotions out of it. And hopefully that's what we get in this case. But
now going after the police that you stung.
Right, right. But what's interesting is you mentioned those kids getting raped in the prison down there in our Texas.
Most of them are marijuana.
Yeah, exactly. And the Texas Rangers, I think, reported 40-some-odd cases of sexual abuse. Do you remember the
number?
And
then it turned out it was all over thousands.
One person was arrested. Well, I want to make it. I'm running for Attorney General of the state of Texas. You do not have to be an attorney to run for Attorney General. And I really am good in court and being an attorney anyway, but that's going to be one of my first cases. I want to reopen that can of worms on our youth in Texas.
Well, the Youth Commission, they just covered it all up.
Well, I know, and that's wrong. If we had a strong Attorney General in there, he would go in and prosecute those people. If you can't take care of the youth of our country, even the ones that are in jail, then you have nothing to live for. Our prisoners are forgotten. The kids that are in prison right now are forgotten, and we need to wake up and go back and get our children. It's craziness what they're doing to our people in prison.
Yeah. Well, the one time I was in jail as a juvenile, I got in a fight, beat the guy up real bad, even though, once it went to court, it was no, there's witnesses. Alex was attacked first. But since the guy went to the hospital, I went to jail when the cops got there. And they took me to Terrell because I was in Rockwall, but they took me to the juvenile jail in Terrell. I'm up on top of the courthouse. And it was a Friday, so they put me. I didn't go to court in the Rockwall till I don't want to get into these stories, but the point is, I told it before until Monday. And by Sunday morning, I was just sitting in there, doing nothing, getting out 1 hour a day watching TV. And I said, "Hey, I notice other people are taking showers. Can I take a shower?" And this big fat pedophile, who was one of the jail guards there in Terrell, and I was, pretty handsome, I guess, when I was like, 14 years old or whatever.
Well, I think you're still handsome.
No, I'm big fat ass now, but like, but anyways, the point is, he takes me into the shower. It's like a one room shower, and he says, "Oh, you look pretty good. Let's have some." And I said, "Listen, you think you're going to get away for this? I assure you, my family's going to destroy you." And because I was already, well spoken then, and the guy kind of went, "Come on, you little bastard, you don't get a shower, you can stink." So, I mean, that's America. Mm-hmm. The pedophiles all know where to go rape kids.
Absolutely. And we want to get that stopped, and we're going to. Whatever activism it takes, We're going to keep setting up stings to bust these crooked cops. We're not stopping. In fact, you know, I announced it last time. Within a couple months, we're going to bust another cop. Then we'll move to another town and bust another cop.
Well, listen, you've got a lot of courage, and it's even dangerous being involved with you, but I'm throwing in with you to get you this show to help you because, again, I was talking about the subject. You just bring it up. I didn't even know you were on the same.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
Before the Beatles and yesterday.
When a man.
There was marijuana. Everywhere. There was cocaine, heroin. And you had about a little less than a third of people using it than use it today, statistically. Because people looked down on the old lady down the street that was a laudanumatic. They looked down on the guy that was, you know, stoned out of his gourd every day. But then they demonize it with reefer madness, saying it makes you commit murders. Now they're running PSAs that say that, when all the science shows us the opposite. It makes you go get the munchies and eat nachos. And so that's how they destroyed America, is with this drug war. The outside banking cartels that launder the money made the drugs illegal so they could jack up the price and then corrupt the police. Getting back to the Texas Youth Commission, then all the different TV shows, there's a feeding frenzy right now with all these big TV shows you're about to start. In my experience just watching this, that's when you do get one of the big shows, is when there's three or four deals going. So that's really exciting. We'll talk about your run for Attorney General and a lot more. So please continue.
I'm just excited at all the opportunities that we have, and we're putting together a great team to, you know, really help America. And it doesn't take a politician to always help America. In fact, right now is the best time for citizens to run, because it's kind of the person who doesn't look like a politician that's getting popular and getting elected.
Exactly. Everybody hates both parties. That's why they want Obama to suck everybody back into trusting politicians. But go ahead.
I wanted to just change topic real quick. When you talk about the pot giving you the munchies, there's actually strains of marijuana, like there are different kinds of wines and whiskeys and alcohol. They have it tailor-made now. For instance, when I was in L.A. a couple days ago, my manager took me to a pharmacy. Beautiful place, run very professionally, and he showed his medical marijuana card. And they have different brands in there. Some pot does not make you hungry and sleepy. There's some pot that actually gives the person kind of an up buzz that's better for activities such as art and that type of thing.
No, I understand that it's incredibly complex, and the government decades ago developed all these specific, just amazing varieties.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not just a plant to smoke and catch a buzz and escape.
But for somebody
reality.
That's had chemotherapy, I mean, I've got friends who are dying of cancer, and they give them THC pills of the variety that make them hungry just so they can eat.
Yeah, oh, of course. Yes, absolutely. And then I heard you talking last night on that drug war film that, you know, a lot of America is droned out, walking through life without emotion because of Xanax and the uptake inhibitors and those type of things. And I would just encourage those Americans that are on the Prozac and the antidepressants, try to switch over to the pot, because there's you can maintain emotions and still be.
And again, I said this last time, that's what George Washington did.
Well, sure. It helps a lot of people that are very intense in life calm things down a bit to think better. So I wanted to throw that in.
Well, have you seen these public service announcements where they, and then little blurbs and TV shows where a murderer who kills his family then goes, oh, the weed made me do it. They're actually coming back with reefer madness type stuff.
Yeah, and see, even cocaine doesn't make people commit a crime. Methamphetamine doesn't make people commit a crime. You know, we were taught that drugs are good or evil, you know. Well, drugs can't be good or evil. They don't have a soul. They're just a substance. It's what people do with those. There's no scientific evidence at all that says if I snort or any person snorts a line of methamphetamine, they're going to become possessed all of a sudden and run over and rob a store. Drugs do not cause the crimes. Prohibition causes the crime. And when you have a selfish person taking drugs, then you have a selfish person on drugs. If you have a bar fighter, and then you put that bar fighter on drugs, you have a bar fighter on drugs. But it's not the drugs that made him bar fight. It's not the drugs that made the person steal. It's character issues within the person.
Well, exactly. They're already unstable. But I mean, particularly with the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, though, that aren't natural and that are a byproduct of petrochemical production, they actually eat holes in your brain. They're actually very toxic. And as you said, then making drugs illegal, the basic precursor agents they use are toxic. And then so it's the methamphetamine certainly would keep you up, and after a week you would go crazy from lack of sleep.
Right.
But I mean, by itself, the methamphetamine is filled with all these heavy metals and Grignard reagents because they made its precursors prohibited, so people had to go get toxic waste to basically make it, and so that's what's really killing the people.
Yeah, and again, back to my argument, it's not the drugs causing these crimes. No different than when I was a cop, and I would go in and arrest a guy for beating his wife because he was drunk. I took him to jail for that assault, but not the liquor bottle next to him. Where if a person's doing cocaine and they get into a fight, they go to jail for the fight and the cocaine, because they say the cocaine causes the fight. Part of the lies that we've been told as kids, and it's the same lies my parents and my grandparents.
Well, I have to say this. I've done cocaine twice. When I was like 15, 16, you know, I'd be at a party or something, and somebody'd say, There's some, cocaine in this joint or in this cigarette, and you smoke some of it, and it would just make me feel like a dirty coffee high. And then, frankly, many times where I've forgotten and drunk 5-6 cups of strong coffee, I mean, I'm 10 times more buzzed and jacked up than the 2 times I did cocaine.
Yeah. And again,
so what's the deal with why do people want to use cocaine when in my experience, coffee jacks
the sex and the partying, cocaine triggers something. And I don't know the science behind it, but it triggers this sexual thing, and sex is better, the partying, you can party longer. You know, back in the 80s, it was an extremely popular drug among the elite and the wealthy. We all know those stories, but that's why cocaine is so attractive. And you really have to have a lot of issues to become a cocaine addict, a true cocaine addict. Having the craving to snort a line of coke at a party is not the same as addiction.
Well, that's the same thing.
It's hard to get addicted to cocaine, folks.
The neurons in the brain that accept cocaine and other narcotics are the same ones that accept nicotine.
Okay.
It's the same class. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, we talk about drugs, and this isn't just this is really a drug issue. This is a freedom issue.
Well, it is. I mean, what I'm saying is 70 years ago, you could walk into any five and dime, and they would have even small stores would have a small pharmacy area at the back, and there was cocaine, heroin, just everything there on the shelf, and there were addicts. And, I've been out in the countryside at some old burned down farm, from the 30s or something. And there's those laudanum bottles just in piles out in the woods everywhere. Opium bottles. But I mean, that person was addicted and had a problem. They didn't, need to go to prison. I mean, they bought that at Eckerd's.
Well, Americans are smart. Through education, we cut cigarette smoking by 50%. The government, those men that sit in Washington, D.C., believe they have to outlaw something to protect Americans, when the truth is we should be able to decide our own health. And as long as those drugs or whatever we use aren't causing harm to somebody else, we should have that freedom to use that particular substance. And I know we're repeating the same arguments, but here's what we have to really concentrate on, and that's the life of a prisoner. Listen, there are people sitting through this. At the time it took to finish this interview, every 38 seconds through this interview, somebody got handcuffed and put in the back of a patrol car, and they're headed to a cage right now. And those places stink. They're scary. They're horrible. They're full of pedophiles. You wouldn't believe what some of the guards look like. You know, we're living in a country.
I call them maggot demons.
Yeah, they believe that they're there to punish people instead of incarcerate people.
Well, they get off on the sadists.
Yeah.
They're sadists.
Right. So this.
I mean, I've been in juvenile one time for 2 days, and somebody tried to rape me, and it was a guard. One visit, folks.
Somebody's getting raped right now in jail.
Oh, they're getting raped everywhere.
Yeah, that got put in there over a nonviolent drug crime.
And then the jail guards and the cops, they all defend their corruption, just like CPS when they kill kids or, get them drowned or use them for sex. Because the system wants to protect itself, all its crime, so the smart criminals are filling the government.
That's right. And the judges and the prosecutors that are supposed to be a checks and balance on these police officers are actually enablers. They're enabling the police to continue their power structure because a judge can wield. I sue judges, but the attorney general always wiggles them out of it.
And if a probation officer doesn't nail young people or nonviolent folks and doesn't find reasons to keep them under the thumb or send them back to jail, they get kicked out themselves.
That's right. And I want to make this point. The adults that you hear in our country talk about our kids are going to pot. What's wrong with our kids? They don't show respect anymore. There is a principle that says when there's a problem in a company, a government, a family, a school, anywhere, it's always leadership.
Oh, my, so key.
Instead of leadership beating the sheep up, you hear preachers sometimes going, y'all aren't doing this, y'all aren't doing that. Well, it's the same with the adults in our land blaming these young kids for everything. It's not their fault. It's my parent. It's my fault. It's my parents' fault. It's my grandparents' fault. They worked like slaves in this country while their freedom was taken from them, and now they want to blame it on the way the kids are acting. That's why I don't spend a lot.
Exactly. It is the adults and the grandparents. It is their fault America's gone to hell. And let me expand on that. When you take, on average, several million children a year and incarcerate them in the CPS or in the juvenile justice system, every study, every statistic going back to the Panopticon in France 300 years ago and the modern prison system off of that, they know, the establishment knows, that it actually is a university of crime, a university of gangs, and that's why our children act like gang members, because in all the groups of our children are people that have been institutionalized, and so it's literally polluting all of society, and you're right, it rolls from the warden to the corrupt jail guards who are selling drugs on the side to the inmates right down. And they had a study for, they've been doing it for decades, for 2008. It just came out in the 1st of January. The LA Times reported on it that they watch over the decades the number of children in surveys, teenagers, that say they lie, they cheat on tests, they steal. And decades ago, it was like 15-20%, and it went up 30, 40, 50. It's now over 50%+ admit they steal, they lie, they cheat. And they were asked, why do you do that? And they said, everybody knows crooks run the government, crooks run society. This is a criminal society. Our teachers want us to cheat so that they get the bonuses. They basically hand out, and I was too dumb in school to know why some of the teachers, they didn't all do this, would kind of hand out and leave around the answers the week before the test that was coming up. I mean, I remember that. And what I'm saying is we are a corrupt. Look at Mexico. It's totally collapsing right now, where basic services can't even operate now because they become a completely corrupt society. So you're absolutely right. It is the leadership.
That's right.
Fish rots from the head.
And our parents and our grandparents were too busy in the church teaching the kids, don't drink, don't cuss, don't smoke, don't have sex.
You know, Willie Nelson says that's what made him become a party animal.
Yeah, they need to.
Because they told him, don't do all this as soon as he got out of the house. It's a party time!
It's legalism, it's laws. Candy and
See, my parents didn't do that, so I never got into drugs.
Candy and I teach our kids, and it's worked. We've got a 16-year-old daughter we just dropped off at Austin Community College. We spent our time teaching our kids character qualities like loyalty, kindness, love, consideration, honor, respect. That way, when they do go out, and if they do start drinking, doing drugs, having sex, because you know they're going to experiment with those, we have a good quality human being out there that's loving and kind and caring and loyal and honest. So when they do that line of coke at a party, that selfishness that's been taught them all their life doesn't turn into them going and, trying to steal something. So it works to bring back teaching. Instead of calling it morals, call it, because morals can be anything, call it character qualities and stop teaching your kid. You know, if you have your kid in a church right now going through a 6-week program of celibacy, and for 6 weeks they're telling your kid, don't have sex, don't have sex, don't have sex, and if you sign on this contract, we're going to give you a ring, and you're going to walk across the stage, and all the parents are going to clap, I call bullcorn.
Well,
on
let me
that.
Stop you there. They actually have done a bunch of studies on that. And whereas it's not bad for parents to teach their daughters and sons, look, this is a serious thing. It produces babies. You don't want to get into abortions and kill your baby. You don't want to be destructive. You can get diseases. This is a loving thing and a special thing. Statistically, they don't go running around and have a bunch of sex. But you're right. They've done studies at these high schools and churches where they have them wear the rings, make a big deal out of it. All they're now thinking about is sex, and they found that the children that have done the celibacy classes are many times more likely to have sex and the most destructive types of sex, because you're right. And that goes back to the Middle Ages with the chastity belts. Those people couldn't wait to have sex with whoever they could, because they were literally wearing a locked belt around their waist, and it made it all, and that's really about the perverts at the church wanting to look at girls going across the stage talking about how they're celibate. You're absolutely, well, they've done studies where if they put up billboards saying don't smoke, people smoke more. If they say, oh, this is taboo, marijuana's taboo, people want to go out and smoke it. But anyways, you're right.
Yeah, so I think we just need to get back to the ground roots of parenting. And while my parents worked like slaves to pay taxes, they weren't good parents. And most of the people I've met had dysfunctional homes. And we keep talking about bringing the family back, bringing the family back. Well, we're in error and we're off track when we concentrate on teaching our kids laws and legalisms. Don't drink, don't cuss, don't smoke, don't have sex, don't have drugs. None of that stuff is working. That celibacy class that Alex that you were talking about getting the ring, had they spent 6 weeks teaching what jealousy looks like? Okay, you girls over here, you're acting jealous when you do this, because jealousy's crueler than the grave, and man, it is rampant in our nation. I run into that everywhere.
That's why you don't put the children in the public schools if you can't, because it's so mean.
It's horrible, I know. So we could teach our kids, have a class on jealousy, and teach them, look, if you have a mate or somebody you're attracted to, and they're showing this red flag of jealousy, and they won't quit, that's a red flag. Don't be involved with that partner, because I was married to a lady that was very jealous for 10 years, but nobody had taught me these things because I was too busy being
taught. Well, it's the same thing.
I'm teaching my children,
when kids are mean to you or put you down, just don't be their friends.
Of course, move on.
Because that's somebody that wants to be mean. You want to find that one. I mean, you're blessed if you can find one or two really real friends.
That's right. That's right.
Well, you know, society is getting more and more jealous, backstabbing, crazy. I mean, it's getting, have you noticed how bad it's getting?
Oh, listen, my brother-in-law, who I went to the police academy with, we married sisters and we were best friends, and through the divorce, he flipped and wasn't my friend anymore, and him and I got into a fist fight over it, and the police had to break it up. It's so mean. My ex-wife, and I've got two daughters by her, Candy and I, the stepmother, had want to get along. In fact, Candy's ex-husband, we barbecue with, help raise the kid together. We know how to get along in mixed families. But
Stay there. We're about to come right back. We're going to overdrive as well. We'll talk about running for office when we get back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Thank you.
about a lucky man who made the grave.
Barry Cooper, that sounds like an astronaut name. Wasn't there an astronaut named Barry Cooper?
I don't think so.
I think there was. I'm going to Google it right here. Google Barry Cooper. Let's see other famous Barry Coopers. Hey, folks, we're going to go into 20 minutes of overdrive, which won't be on the AM and FM dial, but it or the shortwave, but it will be at InfoWars.com on the audio streams, and it will be at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get traffic stops. Never get busted again. Volume 1, Volume 2. Never get raided. And this has got knowledge and information, you know, dealing with the CPS trying to steal your kids, anything. Because you might just put a washer and dryer shooting heat out of your house. You're going to get SWAT teamed. I know one old lady who had a bunch of fish tanks because she was a retired professor that studied fish. And they looked at her power bill to see, well, one person lives here and the power bill's way up here. And in Austin, they use that as a way to raid her. So a lot, had you ever heard of that?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but I hadn't until a few years ago when I talked to her. But anyways, these are available at InfoWars.com right now. We also have them comboed up with Kevin Booth's American Drug War. Okay, in the main radio show time we have left, a little 3 or 4 minutes here, tell us about the Attorney General run. Tell us about where that's going and the TV shows that you're developing.
Okay, Joey Dobbin is a reporter, and Megan is his partner, and she is on the board of the Libertarian State. Whatever that board is, they're going to help me campaign. They came to me thinking it would be a good idea to run for Congress again. And I talked to them about attorney general, and they learned you do not have to be an attorney to be attorney general. And we think that position, because we want to use any fame in Hollywood, any money we get, any political positions we get to revamp the criminal justice system in Texas to help the prisoners first.
And you've got a chance. I mean, things would be much worse. Just 30 years ago, prisoners were slaves in chain gangs, and that was reformed. I mean, everything the government's doing is unpopular and unconstitutional. People can't say, oh, it's too hard, we can't fix it.
Oh, no.
Even if you don't win, you're going to educate people.
Oh, absolutely. And if I don't get assassinated, which I don't think I will, and I win attorney general spot, get ready, because I am going to make changes. I don't have political issues. I make my own money with these films. I don't need their paychecks. I don't need to leverage the office of attorney general, because attorney general is the lawyer for the state of Texas. And right now, it seems the attorney generals in most of the states are busy using their team of lawyers and their law practice to handle corporate law problems to funnel money to other politicians. I don't need that. I don't want that. As attorney general, I'm going to walk into those prisons. I'll have the power to walk into those prisons. I will have the power to examine lawsuits. To examine lawsuits. When a citizen sues a cop, the attorney general takes a look at it. I will be able to go, no, this is a valid lawsuit. In fact, my team's going to go apologize to that citizen, settle out of court with the
check. Sounds like Bobby Kennedy.
Whatever it takes. I'm not
sure
what
he did.
That's what I want to do. I want to get back to those citizens, because they are the engine of this country. We're the ones that are supposed to be running it. And frankly, I have no respect for the people that are in office.
We're going to have you back. Plus, you'll be doing a show here in the next few weeks and talk about it there. People can find out more at NeverGetBusted.com. In the 45 seconds we've got left before we go to overdrive, we'll have a 1 minute break and come back, folks, live. Tell folks about the TV shows.
Okay. We just got back from Hollywood. Candy and I, we're going back in 3 weeks to meet with four major broadcasters. I can't tell who it is. They asked me not to, but I'll be able to announce that in 3 weeks. Looks like we have a pot comedy going, and then I have talks with Kevin Booth. He's the filmmaker of the American Drug War film. I think it's the best anti-drug war film out there right now. Him and I are in talks.
All right, we got to end this out.
Director on
Let's come back and go through it slowly, because it's exciting, and it just shows what one guy taking action can do. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A day off.